FPL face off, the casuals. I've done it, Craig.
You've done it. Well done. Second attempt.
There was no need for that, was there? And realistically, that opening is a bit like what's happened with my team this week. Unfortunately, I had to go away, and where I was, the signal wasn't very good, and I didn't change my team.
How were you? Kuala Lumpur, or something?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've actually got quite a good internet connection. Yeah. I was in Sussex.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, if anyone lives around that way, it's a bit dodgy. Yes, couldn't, let's say between not having signal and forgetting, more the latter, I didn't pick up a very good score, but a reasonable score, above average score.
Yeah.
Which was 87.
Okay. I'm a little bit honest,
that's cold.
To be fair, it is above average, but I think it is above average. There were some monster scores this week in all of the leagues.
There were some big scores. Talking of big scores, yours wasn't bad, was it?
No, it's pretty good.
Do you want to tell everyone what it is?
It's 138.
138.
I did bench boost this week.
I think most people did. And again, that's something I should have done. And we're going to go through a few things that I should have done. Fitz has pipped you, though, by 4 points. 142.
Yeah. Yeah.
He bench boosts as well.
He bench boosts as well. We have very similar teams. He has a couple of differentials.
Yeah, he's got better ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But Jim Timms, who's been leading pretty much the whole way through.
Yeah.
And we have only got 1 week left.
Yeah, it's pretty much impossible for him.
Well,
us to
hang
catch
on. He's been on a bad run.
He's been on a bad run, and I think, is it 60 points between the three of us?
There is, yeah. So we'll go over the total scores. We'll come back to mine.
Yeah.
Between you three, there's you in third on 2,319. Fitz is on 2,343. And Jim Timms is on 2,379. Hmm. It's there to play for. I think it may be between more Fitz and Jim.
Yeah, it probably.
But you never know, Craig.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy to come second. I think I've got, nearly 30-odd points to make up on him.
It's less than that. It's 24
points. 24 points, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's doable. It'd be very unlikely. You just need to, you know.
I mean, to take one king out would be good, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason I'm putting the emphasis on you is my total is 2,098. I'm just hoping to break the 2,100 barrier.
Well, you should do. I mean, if you don't.
You know, fingers crossed. Yeah. It's been a bad season.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that said.
Do you want to go through your team then?
Do we have to?
Yes.
Okay. You're always like that, aren't you? All right. So my team, I did have Leno in goal.
Ooh.
Yeah, 1 point. I was going to change him up for Onana, which would have given me 5 points.
That would have been a crazy move. But yeah, just on the run of form that United have been on.
Yeah, but I was tempted to do it. Mm. My back three, Tarkowski got 9.
Yeah.
Which is good. Saliba 9, Gabriel 7.
Yeah.
Right, I wasn't going to change that. This is kind of where I was going to change things. So I've got Palmer, Foden, Gordon, Martinelli.
Yeah.
Martinelli got me 1 point.
Yeah.
The rest of them pretty did well. Palmer got 14, Foden got 22. He was my captain, though. That's why I got 22 for him. And Gordon got 8. I was going to drop Martinelli and bring in Pedro Porro, because someone not sitting too far away from me said that would be a good idea.
Pedro Porro is a defender.
I know, but I would have taken out Martinelli and put him in defence.
For the money. Right, I get it, for the money wise. I get it. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But also, Martinelli's not been on form. Pedro Porro, someone gave me a hot tip, said he'd do all right.
Yeah.
Did all right.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It's like 20-odd points, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one challenge. The reason I'm going through these changes is because it's quite important, because I want to make myself feel better.
Right, okay. You could just pretend. You can add it up and count it up and keep it on a little piece of paper.
I have.
Yeah.
But we won't go into what it was. And then I was going to drop Solanke for Haaland.
Again, that would have been a wise move. Solanke did score.
He did get 6 points, but Haaland got about 6 goals. No, he didn't play in the first game, but...
He did play, he just didn't do anything.
Yeah, okay.
He got two in the second
one. So he would have got me quite a lot of points.
Yeah.
So I would have had, I think, probably a plus 100 score.
Yeah.
Maybe 108. But, you know, we're not
maybe counting. 108.
Maybe 108. Yeah. Maybe 108. But we're not counting.
You've written that down, I can see it. Yeah.
And I probably would have bench boosted, but that wouldn't have done a lot for me, to be honest, because my bench is pretty poor. But I will be bench boosting this week because we've only got 1 week left.
Yep.
But yeah, so on the whole, I did really well this week.
Okay.
I mean, this is backward logic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
It could have been a lot worse, but 87 was above average, and there are people that have done worse than me, and we will get on to those. Let's go through your rather magnificent team.
Well,
look, you're very eager. Your smile was like a Cheshire cat. Go on.
Raya in goal, 5. Burn, 3. Munoz, 1. Gabriel, 7. Foden, 4. Son, 4. Foden, 11. Son, 4. Palmer, 14. Saka, 2. Gordon, 8. Isaac, 4. Haaland, 30. Because he's my captain.
Right. Can we just go over this, right?
Yes.
Reading that team out didn't sound like a very good score. I'm looking at the scores.
Yeah. So what I did was everybody I brought in 3. So I took a -8 last week.
Yeah.
I left them on the bench just to, because they were going to play anyway. So it didn't make a difference. So Nick Jackson.
Let's talk about your bench boost, yeah.
Goalie, Chelsea, rubbish, 3. Either out of 2 games. Nick Jackson, 7. Van de Ven, 12. And Gvardiol got me 27. Now that's...
What a jammy...
He's been scoring like crazy for Man City, which is weird because you look at his background record, like his previous club.
Because he's normally a centre half, that's why.
Yeah. He got 2. He could have got 3 goals, but...
He refused to take the penalty.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I like that because Pep would have sacked him for that.
I don't think he'd be very happy. I mean, no. we've seen this season about what happens when you try and nick the ball off the penalty taker.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Incredible. 27 points.
Phenomenal.
So I was speaking about this last week. I was trying to bring him in. I brought Nick Jackson in.
Yeah.
I didn't realise, and I normally look... at the most transferred in players.
Were they them?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, so everyone had
They were 2 of the top 3. So when I say, like, I got a decent score, a lot of people this week got a decent score. A lot of people went Nick Jackson. A lot of people went him. Van de Ven, he scored as well, which was nice. 12 points.
Mm.
So, yeah, the bench boost really made the difference for me this week.
It really did. Because otherwise...
And I'm glad I took the -8 to get there.
Let's just look at that. Yeah, you'd have... probably been under 100. Well, you would have been under 100.
46, those 3 players gave me. So, yeah, I would have been just under 100, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, -8 was a good decision. Doesn't always work out that way.
No.
But, yeah, I think most people made the same decision. Well, a lot of people did, yeah.
Yeah, so interesting times. Now, just on that, let's talk about, you know, we've spoken about the King in the Casual League. I'd want to have a little look at Face Off Casuals Listeners League, which is pretty good.
Right, now this is hotting up, this one.
Now, this is what football's about.
Yeah.
Right, forget all the other leagues because they've all gone a bit wayward and we're not really interested. But this makes for great reading going into the last game.
Yes.
We're going to go through this. So, at the top, we've had our friend Sam, Cocky Sam, also known as Sam Puker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't handle his beer. Or he can't handle his shot, shall I say.
There's only one shot as well, I heard.
One shot, yeah.
Yeah.
Shot and blow.
We're off everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Happy birthday, mate.
Happy birthday, Sam. And so Sam, at the moment, he didn't do as well as you.
No.
And you're now 1 point behind him. This has been going on for a while. You've been chipping away. You're 1 point behind him.
Yeah.
This
is a reason I might not take a minus this week.
Yeah. So yeah. The pressure's on. This is what I mean.
This is the league that I can potentially win, which is the most likely that I could win. Yeah. Right?
We're not talking about any others now.
Yeah, no. and yeah, I think a -4 could be a drastic move.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then there's a sort of a mid-table fight for European spot.
Who's going to get the Europa League?
Last week we did find out that myself and Charlie were level.
Yep.
But I've crept in front of him by 4 points.
Ooh.
4 points. So, you know, that's all to play for, going into the last game. We have Phil just below us, but he's in his own little league, not really doing much, sort of floundering.
Own little island.
Yeah.
A lot like my hair's going.
Yeah, indeed. I'm going to keep quiet as well. But right at the bottom, we got the Battle of the Goodwins.
Yes.
Young Jack still beating Dad Chris.
Mm-hmm.
But scores couldn't have been more different, could they,
That is really close, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was 12 points between
12
them.
Points between them, because Jack got 67, Chris got 114.
Yeah, Oh, I think Chris is cheating. Quick mention on Jack.
He's your good friend, though, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. I can tell he cheats.
Jack this week got a club person of the season for his football club. So well done, Jack.
Well done, Jack.
Congratulations.
You've done a lot better than your game week score.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. Well done, Jack. And Jack, another trophy, I think, has to be for...
Beating your dad.
Beating your dad, isn't it? It's got to be. So keep your dad bottom of the table, please. We really want that.
Yeah.
We really want that. Craig, I actually really want you to beat Sam.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I really do. Yeah,
all right.
I do. Mm. And we'd be sick as a parrot, not for the first time.
Yeah.
But, I really want you to beat him. And you really want me to beat Charlie, don't you?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah.
Normally, you would say
I was just thinking of the funniest option, outcome.
And beating Charlie would be much more fun.
Yes.
Because the amount of times he said he was going to smash both of our teams...
Yeah, and hasn't really come to fruition.
No, but so that's going to be really good. I'm really looking forward to this. This is when the end of the season becomes exciting, because the Premier League, I think it's run its course now.
Probably done. Unless West Ham do a favour, then it doesn't look like anything's going to...
The West Ham that's turned against their manager, who's leaving, they're all booked their holidays. None of them are going to the Euros.
Yeah. Exception of Bowen. Yeah, maybe not, actually.
I don't think Bowen's going.
Yeah, maybe not.
So... how many players there are going to really...
give a toss?
None.
Yeah. Yeah.
None whatsoever.
No, it's one of those that you think, going into the final day, you could easily see it being 3-0 up after 10 minutes.
That's the thing. Yeah. If Man City score early...
yeah, it's done.
Boom. Yeah. And that's why I'm going to bring Haaland in.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, why not? I don't know if I should be saying this, because Charlie might listen.
Yeah.
I can tell from his team that he listens to me a lot.
Yeah.
Because we're very close. Score-wise. I might bring in Haaland. I might not, actually. Yeah. there's a couple of other players that I'm looking at, because I've got two transfers and a bench boost.
Yeah, okay.
So I've got some money to play with.
Mm.
So I think I can do things here. So I don't want to give my secrets away.
You don't? Isn't much of a secret. We better quickly talk about it. It looks like De Bruyne's got a knock. So Pep says he's going to be assessed tomorrow. It's Thursday right now at the time of recording.
Yeah.
And Gordon as well. There was
Gordon's out. Well, Gordon's alive.
Yeah.
But but he has got a yellow indicator.
Yeah, they did speak about him this morning in a press conference, and they said again it wouldn't be assessed till Friday or Saturday. So that's a risk there. Because it was bench boots last week, I've got quite a fairly half decent strong squad.
Yeah.
So I'm not that worried about Saka or Gordon, because I'll have Nick Jackson or Van der Ven to come in on my team. So I think, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I just think having three Arsenal players and three Man City players on that last game day is going to be really important for your scores.
Yeah.
Mm. Arsenal have to win.
Yeah.
They have to win. A draw's not good enough.
I mean,
it is what it is. They have to win.
They've got Everton at home. I mean, Everton are obviously safe now.
But Everton, they'll bring a young wonder kid on that Man United will sign straight away. Probably.
And then ruin him, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And then he'll become a managerial success.
Yeah.
maybe not. But Arsenal have to win, so Arsenal have to go all out.
Mm.
Man City, they can... I mean, they can draw and still... because that comes down to goal difference. So if Arsenal are winning, Man City will need to win.
Yeah, yeah, because they have got one goal better goal difference than that. But, yeah, I mean, let's be honest. You're going to want to have... yeah, you're going to have one. Have three Man City, three Arsenal. The problem I've got is I've got Raya, because I would quite like to get Trossard. He's been doing well
recently. He's unreal, isn't he?
Yeah. That would be a nice little one. Or if we do get any other news on Saka, I might do just Trossard for Saka.
Yeah. Might be a shout.
Mm. Yeah. But if you look at my team, I haven't...
you haven't got bad players.
I haven't got a bad...
you've got a great team, to be honest.
Yeah, this is...
going into that last week. Mm.
The problem I've got is that I need to find that differential, because a lot of people are going to have a very similar team to me. And then it could come down to something stupid. There's one league I play in where the only difference is I've got Gabriel and he's got Ben White. That's the only difference. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, so that could be a game changer.
Yeah.
But it is interesting. But talking out of the league, let's get outside the top four, because that's not going to change now after Villa drawing with Liverpool 3-3. Spurs becoming the biggest Arsenal haters ever.
Yeah.
And joining Man City fans and cheering. Arsenal fucked it up.
Yeah, that was very funny.
That was very funny. But yeah, we spoke about this before we came on air. Spurs' last run of games is only worse.
Sheffield
United is the only one worse.
Yeah.
Everyone else has done better than they have.
They've lost their last four out of five.
They won 1-1.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I was reading the back front. Yeah. Other way around.
Yeah. Just rubbish. And Postecoglou, what's his name? Ange Ball, the revolutionary new football star.
It looks like he's been found out, doesn't it?
It looks like he's been found out massively. And also, it looks like he's really not happy. I can see him leaving. He hates the fans. I mean, that might be just he got pissed off of them.
Yeah.
And especially had a very nasty rant at one man behind the dugout.
Yeah, it doesn't look great there, does it? He doesn't look like he's having a good time.
No. And the last time we saw a manager have a rant like that was a certain Mr. Conte.
Yeah. That didn't last long, did it?
No. So that's going to be really interesting. Chelsea, I've personally been slaughtering for a while. They've turned the corner, haven't they?
They have, especially at home.
They beat Brighton away.
Yeah.
Told you about Brighton, didn't I? All the way through the season.
Yeah.
Shithouses.
They've been rubbish. But yeah, Chelsea, they got Bournemouth this week. I mean, I suppose like every man in this dog's got Palmer. Don't need to talk about that. Nick Jackson will be my first sub. Again. I mean, look, he gets so many chances. One went in out of two games. I'm hoping for a little bit better.
I mean, I must admit, talking of goals going in, not really, you know, it's getting over line. Villa's third goal against Liverpool. One of the luckiest goals I've ever seen. I've watched it a few times and I still can't see how he's managed to touch it.
Yeah, no, that was crazy.
He just went, nah.
Yeah. No, I'll give you that one. That was pretty lucky, yeah.
Unbelievable. But you beat Newcastle.
Yeah, I actually had to, I couldn't watch the game, I was actually asleep through the game. Yeah. I woke up and I could not believe the score.
No, I don't think anyone could.
No, unbelievable. Yeah, I have seen the highlights and it did, I mean, obviously you can't tell from highlights the whole story, but like we did look like we played like pretty decent. So
you did
indeed. Fair play.
It was only a week before that you had all the rain, wasn't it? Came through the ceiling.
Old Trafford's been falling down for a very long time.
This is a little conspiracy theory here.
Yeah.
Don't you think it was a bit interesting that they had the massive leak that hadn't been there the very same day that Radcliffe and the sporting directors were meeting Manchester's mayor and other...
Is it government representatives?
Yeah. It just happened to rain.
Someone did see Radcliffe with a spanner coming down from the rafters. I don't know.
What, Rashford?
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon he's poked a bunch of holes in it.
It does seem a bit dodgy, that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of United fans know, but like you see pretty much every home game when it rains on social media. You'll see that in the toilets and in the back room. It's the concourse. Ruined, like, it's just...
But it is for that, and that's part of it. But it just seemed a little bit sus.
But they actually picked up on TV for a bit.
And I said, who fixed this roof? He said, Ten Hag.
Yeah.
but yeah, it's a case of, that's quite interesting. Man United have put basically the whole squad up for sale, is it, pretty much?
I mean, that's the rumours. I mean, there's some people that are obviously untouchable. And some of them are on big contracts for a lot of money.
Varane's off, isn't he?
Varane is off, yeah. I think it's probably the right decision for him and the club.
Martial?
Thank God, we've been waiting for that for a long time.
Hopefully that'll make him smile.
Yeah.
Miserable sod. Liverpool are releasing Thiago and Matip.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Well,
yeah.
To be fair, you need a centre-half.
Oh, yeah, right, not that badly.
I don't know. Casemiro.
Well, yeah, Casemiro's not a centre-half. He's one who could also be off, I reckon. I think what they're looking at is obviously the players who have short contracts on big money. Casemiro's on 350 grand a week.
Which is a lot for a centre-half.
Yeah, he's not he's obviously playing that position at the minute, but when he was even in his position, he's not had the best season. Last season was phenomenal.
We will be fair to Man United. Through injuries... Your back four has been decimated.
Oh, it's been disgusting.
Because let's go, who is your back four at the moment?
We've had something like 16 different pairings already. Exactly, it's, like I say already, it's near the end of the season. But like, you got a 36-year-old Johnny Evans and a midfielder. Yeah. It's not looking good for the FA Cup final. We'll see. There is a rumour that Martinez might be back, which should be a big boost.
A little one.
A little bit, yeah. And Maguire, again, that's 50-50.
He's saving himself for the England squad. We all know that.
Yeah.
Gareth Southgate says, please don't play.
Yeah.
I'll be with you next season.
Oh, no, he won't. Yeah, for England he will. Jesus, he's not going to United.
He is.
No, he's not. Okay. There'll be riots.
And talking of Liverpool, managers, Liverpool have announced that they have confirmed that Slot is slotting in.
Yes.
Which everyone knew. But it's Klopp's last game.
Oh.
I know you're disappointed.
I couldn't give a toss.
Yes, you're well happy he's going because Liverpool have been fantastic under him. We've got to give it to Klopp. He has entertained the Premiership. There's no doubt about it. He's brought Liverpool back in a way that no other manager has done for probably since Shankly. But it's going to be an interesting game. And I really hope Liverpool smash the absolute back doors off Wolves.
Yeah, is it at, where is it? It's away, isn't it? Oh, no, sorry, it's at Anfield. Yeah, it's at Anfield.
The emotion there is going to be huge.
Yeah.
But one player I don't think is going to be playing.
Who's that?
Nunes.
Why is that?
Well, he's done some weird things recently on social media. I don't know
if
you've
seen this. News to me. Yeah.
So Nunes removed all images or things linking him with Liverpool from his social media account.
Okay, that usually only means one thing.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Uruguayan Andy Carroll.
Yeah. Where's he going? Was there any rumours?
Yeah. Newcastle. No, he's
straight to a casino. Yeah,
exactly. He's going to play for Reading soon.
Yeah. He's gone on a night out with Gusto. Yeah.
yeah.
Going to be up all night. Yeah.
Absolutely. It seems like he's not, and I don't think he's going to really be in the squad or anything like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I've not heard that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's an interesting one. Hmm. And now, obviously, Liverpool seem to Salah and Klopp seem to have settled their differences. So I just think you'll get, if you're looking for a player, I'd maybe look at one of the Liverpool players as a differential because they're going to want to go out on a high.
Yeah, that's a good
and
point.
And also, everyone's going to want to score in that game.
Yeah.
For Liverpool, do you know what I mean? It's going to be that.
I mean, obviously, the standout is obviously Salah.
It is, but it's a lot of money.
And it's a lot of money, yeah.
But Jota is back in training.
Mm. Yeah.
He scores goals for fun, and he loves scoring against Wolves.
Yeah. Oh, he came from Wolves, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. Well, not originally. Obviously. Not with a name like Diego Jota. It's not from Birmingham. But the thing about Jota is that, like, you never know when he's going to be injured.
No,
they say he's injured, he plays. When he says he's fine, yeah. He's not. Yeah, and it's quite hard to predict.
You've got a Trent.
Yeah,
you've got Robinson that's also back in.
Yeah, that could be a good differential. You're right. I think that could be something to think about.
Something to have a little look at because I think there's going to be a bit of a swung song. It should be good fun. Mm. But as for any other games, any other differential, I can't see any because the rest of the games. It's quite Palace. You've got
Palace up on an absolute crazy run, and the one I was thinking of, if I don't do what I was saying about earlier, was bringing Mata, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I've only seen him play a couple of times recently, and he looks like a nasty bugger. Yeah, Matata, yeah. it's nearly the end of the season or whatever. You know what I bloody mean by now.
And you know you're going to pick him.
He's a proper.
He's
bugger,
a brute,
isn't he?
Yeah. He's a brute. Mm. They've got Villa. Villa want to, again, they're going to protect themselves, I think. But they want to go out on a high. It's away as well, isn't it?
Yeah, Villa not the best run of form. Mm. And then Palace have been flying. So, yeah, that'd be quite a difficult one. Yeah. That's definitely one I'm not going to put any money on.
Yeah. But other than that, the rest are sort of all dead rubber games, really, aren't they?
Yeah. You say flip flops are on.
That's it. Sun cream's on. The only Luton would have to have a
13
goal difference swing against Forest, and Forest are playing Burnley, I think.
Yeah.
It's just got there, really, all over it. Mm-hmm. That's going to be.
The only thing that'll make it interesting is early West Ham goal, I think.
Yeah, that's the only thing in the league.
And then they can lose 5-1 instead of 5-0.
Yeah. Who have Man United got?
Who have we got this week?
Yeah.
We have. Brighton, of course. Brighton
away. That's a mid table battle, that. That'd be interesting.
I mean, look, there's no point putting United players in. We got the FA Cup coming up. We can't afford any more injuries. We're not going to put a team out for that game.
No.
Like, yeah, no. That's got Brighton.
Because you want to save yourself, don't you?
We've got to save some players. We've got to get 11 out, mate.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Yeah. Steve McLaren will put his boots on.
Yeah.
Actually, he's played in Holland, yeah.
My old boots.
But yeah, so I think that's pretty much where we're at. So again, I'm not going to give my little secrets away, but I have given you a little top tip, maybe a Liverpool player there.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. But yeah, it's all to play for in the casual listeners league, which is the only league to be watching.
Yeah.
You know, all the others are sort of like lower league. Oh,
yeah.
The ones we don't really watch. FPL casuals league, that's the main one.
That's the one. That's the biggie.
Yeah. That's the biggie. So with that coming up, I'm going to go and rest up and get myself ready and make sure I put my team in this week.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's all to play for. So, Craig, good luck.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you very much. And until then, take care, everyone. And
laters.